This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, we are back. It is a few minutes after the top of the hour. You're listening from the left coast. It'd be 4 o'clock in the afternoon as you're getting ready, I guess, for your Thanksgiving festivities. This is always a great night of the year. My name is Lee Elsie, and I am filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, who, again, got the night off, a well-deserved night off. You can call in 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you wherever you are from all over the great country of ours, whether, again, it's in Vegas or Minneapolis, Dallas, stations in Dallas, big station in Dallas, of course, in Vegas as well, Reno, and out in Long Island as well. You know, it's been a while since I brought this up again, but being that I would consider myself somewhat of a conservative, it is my duty, I believe, to bring up debt, and in particular, the national debt. I told you I'm going to bounce around from different topic tonight because there are, you know, there's only so much time that I get a chance to spend with all of you out there, and some of the things out there that are important to me and I think important to the country I want to at least bring up for a little bit. And of course, somewhere along the line later on in the show, we'll have a little fun. I've got a whole bunch of, let's say, less than serious stories to share with you before we run out of time, again, in hour three. And also in hour three tonight, I'll bring on one of the smartest guys I know, provost over at Bryant University, and that's Glenn Solmacy. I've had him on before, had him on when I filled in for Wayne in the past, and he's really a fantastic guest. I think you're really going to like hearing from him. If you didn't hear him last time he was on, I think you really like to hear from him. This time we'll talk a little bit about the judge and nixing what Donald Trump was trying to do as far as immigration goes and some other things as far as politics with Glenn, who really, he gets it. Let's just say that. But I'm looking at the debt right now, and there are a number of different websites. I usually go to usdebtclock.org to take a quick look at it. And the debt right now is $21,776,528,542,000 XXX. It keeps going up, up, up. And I mean, that comes out to $178,000, a little bit more than that, per taxpayer in this country. $78,000. That's what we owe. That's the debt. And I understand that Barack Obama doubled the debt. I get it, right? And, you know, he's going to say that, well, it was because we were in such a horrible time that I had to pour all the money into the economy. I'm not buying all that. I don't believe it. I keep looking to the shovel-ready jobs. I keep looking to that stimulus package, that $1 trillion with a T-dollar stimulus package, which most of that money went to the unions, pay off the union goons, if you will, around the country. So, no, I'm not buying. Most of that money, again, went to either special interests or unions, etc. So we doubled the debt. And of course, we had to pay for a war, so I'm not going to say that that didn't happen. Yes, I know we had war on two fronts. I get it. And, you know, he took the debt from just under like around $9 trillion, and Bush actually doubled the debt during his time as well, but he took it all the way up to $19 trillion, $20 trillion. And now Trump has taken over, and the debt is not slowing down. It is still out of control. And Trump really hasn't begun to really pay for anything, and the tax breaks that he put into place are actually going to add to the debt initially. So, what, you know, what are we going to actually begin to do about the debt? I'm 52 X years old, right? So getting closer to 53 every day. And it's probably never going to affect me. But if I had a child or certainly a grandchild, I would be scared to death of this number. Because somewhere along the line, you're going to have to pay the piper. It's going to happen sooner or later. You can't just keep racking up debt. Sure, we can get to $30 trillion. We can probably even get to $40 trillion. But right now, we're paying over $500 billion with a B dollars in interest alone every single year. So much of our money goes to debt services. It's just not feasible to continue to do this. So $21 trillion is a ridiculous amount of money. $178,000 per taxpayer is insane. It's absolutely insane. And our unfunded liabilities, the unfunded liabilities that actually make you want to lose your lunch. That's how much money we actually owe. That's the money that we owe, including Medicare, Social Security, and the budget deficit. That's the actual number that you would actually assign to each taxpayer. So I gave you a number of $178,338, right? That was the number I gave you, debt per taxpayer for the national debt, which is substantial. Nobody has $178,000 just lying around that you can write a check to Uncle Sam to make this all go away. Well, that's bad, but the number I'm about to give you will actually make you lose it. So if you add up the federal debt, if you add up Social Security liability, and you add up Medicare liability, the United States unfunded actual debt is $115,605,127,200-something thousand bucks. And that goes up every second of every day. And right now I'm looking at it, the liability per taxpayer, if we were to fund everything, is just south of $1 million apiece. Just south. That's per taxpayer. Now listen, I want the trains to run on time. I want the military to be big and bad. In fact, I insist the military be big and bad. I want our roads and bridges to actually be operational. I want to be able to drive on a highway and not run over 1,000 potholes. I want, you know, more lanes on 95 here in the East Coast. I want. There's a lot of things I want. And I don't want to pay taxes. So we have gotten ourselves into this very difficult, ugly situation. And the question is, you know, who's going to get us out? Now, again, I'll go back to say that in my lifetime, I plan on living to be like 200 years old, but even in my lifetime, we're never going to really be able to tackle this thing. How are we going to get down that debt? It's like having a credit card. It's like having a $21,000 credit card debt and making $30,000, $40,000 a year, right? No, I want to take that back. It's like having, let me rephrase that. That's way wrong. It's like having a $21,000 credit card debt and making $4,000 a year. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. So you can never pay that back. Of course not. How would you pay it back? Well, you have to get a second job or a third job, or you're going to have to stop paying for stuff, or you're going to have to stop buying stuff. So what are you ready to give up? Are you ready to give up social programs? Probably not. I'm not ready to give up the military. So how did we get this deep in a hole? I know it's the night before Thanksgiving. I know that you probably don't want to hear about this. But how did we get this deep? Because we are deep, man. We're deep in this hole. $21 trillion, as far as national debt, is a big number. But $115 trillion, what we actually owe, unfunded liabilities, Medicare and Social Security, that's staggering. Staggering. Right now, there are 38,337 people on, there are 38 million, what am I talking about? 38,337,000 people on food stamps right now. Now, that's down from Barack Obama. And if you remember, Barack Obama, that he increased the number of folks on food stamps. Actually went up, I want to say it was 48 million, right? It was somewhere around 48 million. 807,000 bankruptcies right now. 518,000 foreclosures across the country right now. So I know the stock market is booming. And I know the unemployment rate is at its lowest. People are actually, if you want to work, you can work. If you're not lazy, you can work. And all of those things are great. But we have a huge debt. We have a huge, huge debt. And I think we have to actually address that sooner rather than later. I don't know. It's like, you know, throwing money in the wind. I don't know how you make a dent in that. How do you eventually do that? It's like making $4,000, $5,000 and owing $21,000 on a credit card. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you would eat. And that's one credit card. If you have three credit cards that total $115,000, you're making $5,000, $4,000 a year. How are you paying that back? You can't. You can't. And Chet makes a great point up on social media. He says maybe we should have the 40 million plus illegals start paying taxes. Yeah, absolutely. again, that goes to my you want to go to an immigration plan? Fine. You got 40 million people here? I told you this before. If you got 40 million illegals, if you really have 40 million, which I think is probably a pretty accurate, astute number, I think I would believe it. I'd believe 40 million more than I'd believe 10. The last number they gave us was 22. I'd be fair to split the middle. If you got 30, let's say you got 30 million, for argument's sake, illegals here, and if they wanted a green card to be able to stay in the country, not citizenship, I would never give them citizenship. They broke the law. They cannot do that. They got to do that the right way. But in the most basic of ways, if you want to stay here, maybe you pay the government 10 grand to get a green card. Is that am I being crazy? Yeah, they don't have it. Nobody has any money, right? That would never happen. That would never happen. But again, people want to insist that these illegals are paying taxes, right? They're getting services, but how are they paying taxes? They don't have Social Security numbers. And as far as I know, unless I missed that day of school, if you don't have a Social Security number, you can't pay taxes, right? Yeah, sure, you can buy a soda, you buy a Coca-Cola, you buy a gallon of milk at a convenience store, you're going to pay sales tax, sure. But federal income tax, and you're an illegal picking fruit in the, you know, the Southern California, you're not paying taxes on that. Those guys are paying you in cash. I mean, that's just how it works. What are you talking about? I hear this over and over again. Oh, no, they're paying taxes. What taxes are they paying? Unless they illegally bought a Social Security number, which maybe they did. I don't know if they illegally bought a Social Security number. That's another felony. Just keep racking up the felonies. But, of course, these people are better than you and me. They have come a long distance for a better life. They're born into poverty. And, again, they're mostly doctors and lawyers and scientists who are just kind of mucking their way through the American dream until they finally can go to school and an education on my dime and eventually become that scientist. For now, they're picking apples somewhere in Southern California. We'll be back. It's Lee Elsie filling in for War, Wayne Allen Root on War Now. Hang on.
I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 cold cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it. Select styles valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, supported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Liberty HealthShare. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, but Liberty HealthShare is affordable and it covers everything instead of nothing. I had Aetna, I was paying $2,000 a month, it covered nothing. Now I have Liberty HealthShare, I'm paying under $500 a month and it covers everything. Great job, Liberty HealthShare. But there's a better way than all these health insurance companies, and it is Liberty HealthShare. They're a Christian health sharing organization. I'm living proof that it works. I saved $18,000 last year, I'll save $18,000 this year, and my son just had $2,500 worth of wisdom teeth removed, and they cover $2,000 of the $2,500. How many insurance companies out there have you ever seen? Any of you listening? I'd love you to call in. 833-WAR-TALK. Anybody ever had wisdom teeth out? Does your insurance company cover $2,000 of the $2,500 cost? I can't believe how expensive dental is. Wow. That's ridiculous. $2,500 for wisdom teeth? Where does anyone have that money? The average person in America makes like $40,000 a year. 10% would be $2,000. That's over 10% of your entire year's income you'd have to spend on wisdom teeth. Thank God for Liberty HealthShare. Because I'm telling you, most liberals would call me rich, and I can't afford that. You got to have insurance pay for it. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back control of your health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My kids are members. My family's a member. Call Liberty HealthShare at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. Toll free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org.
All right, we are back. Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. It's War Now on the USA Radio Network. I'm laughing because Chris was telling me his favorite cereal is Lucky Charm, so that's good. Hey, Keith writes in from Michigan saying, first of all, he said that ads on TV go from political to Christmas, driving him absolutely crazy. I understand. And he also wanted me to mention that tomorrow, 55 years JFK. So, you know, I wasn't affected by JFK. I wasn't alive yet. So it doesn't impact me like I'm sure folks who are over that age, how it impacts them. I mean, my mom used to talk about that, and again, it broke her. You know, it broke her up again, everybody's heart. I mean, that whole situation unfolding in front of America was obviously very, very difficult. But tomorrow, 55 years ago, time just goes. It's like, I always say it's like the broken lines on the highway, man. It goes like, you get older, time just keeps going faster and faster and faster and faster. And I'm guaranteeing that that's the case. As you get older, if you're somebody listening to me right now in your 20s, and your whole world's ahead of you, even your 30s, your early 40s, your whole life is ahead of you, and you're not thinking about time in any way, shape, or form. But as you get older, not that I'm thinking about time, you know, or immortality or mortality. I just think that every day, it just seems like it's like literally like those passing lines on the highway or a picket fence going 60 miles an hour. It's bing, 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 one after another. It's really crazy. All right, I just had to throw this out there because I got a good laugh out of it this morning, and I'm not sure if a lot of you saw this, so if some of the folks who are listening will listen to my normal morning show. This is a little redundant, and I apologize, but there is, well, two things. One, I'm sure you saw by now about the school in England that doesn't want their kids to clap. Like, you can't clap anymore at this particular college in England because it's offensive and it can actually upset the folks who are like on edge. Anxiety takes over. So if they're sitting in, let's say, an auditorium and there's a speaker and they come into the room, well, they're not allowed to clap anymore at this university. Wait till I tell you what they're supposed to do. But, all right, so they've taken away the ability to clap because it freaks out some of the students, right? They get all nuts on it, I guess. The folks who are, you know, taking the heavy amounts of psych meds, they freak out. Well, what the school wants you to do is when something like that's happening is good, they want the students to give jazz hands, right? To jazz hands, right? I can't make this up. I literally was in tears this morning when I read this the first time, just thinking about college students, jazz hands, instead of clapping. I'm sorry. Maybe I'm the only one that finds that funny. I think it's funny. And there's another school in England that's now banned designer Canada Goose and Montclair jackets because the poorer students were feeling bullied. So the students who are coming from families that actually have a couple of bucks and their kids have coats, nice coats, well, you can't wear those coats anymore because it makes the poor kids feel inferior. And that is happening in England. And soon, ladies and gentlemen, that'll be happening to a high school and a junior high and a grade school near you. All right? It's Lee Elsie filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root. This is the USA Radio Network. And you are listening to War Now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
War now!
USA Radio News.
As rain continues in Northern California, crews are still battling the deadly campfire. Fire officials do say the rain will help put out the flames, but could also trigger flash flooding. USA Radio Network's Wendy King is in Chico, California, and she caught up with two people who lost everything.
My name is Efren Tavazan. I am to a victim. I survived.
Did you lose your house, Evan?
Yes, I did.
Pastor Jerry Hungenfelder, I lost everything from the fire, and I've been here since day one giving, not taking.
There is a lot of misconceptions when it comes to getting that turkey ready for Thanksgiving dinner, such as how to thaw that turkey out properly. Marianne Gravel with the USDA has the safest way to thaw a frozen turkey.
If you have purchased a frozen turkey, you want to thaw that in the refrigerator. It takes longer, but that's the safest way to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay Heating Pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay Heating Pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay Heating Pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I don't often recommend books on my show because I'm just a very busy guy and I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one, but have I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. I'm from New York, you know. I believe in revenge and vengeance. With events ripped for the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like The Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wainwright loves it. This book is the first book of the series, and I could hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com. Prayerofvengeance.com.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allyn Root, who's got the night off, of course, the night before Thanksgiving, and deservedly so. And I am humbly appreciative to get a chance to actually be on the USA Radio Network, broadcasting again from out towards Vegas and Texas and Dallas and Reno and New York. And I'm in North Carolina. I would like to be in North Carolina. That'd be nice. We'll see. I don't know. I'll look on the map on the USA Radio Network. But anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. And, you know, before we take the break, we were talking briefly as tomorrow will be 55 years since the shooting of President JFK, and Chris behind the scenes did some quick work and put together a little montage of that day's events as seen through the eyes of the reporters, including Walter Cronkite. So let's play that.
The president's car is now turning onto Elm Street, and it will be only a matter of minutes before he arrives at the trademark. I was on Simmons Freeway earlier, and even the freeway was jam-packed with spectators waiting their chance to see the president as he made his way toward the trademark. It appears as though something has happened in the motorcade route. Something, I repeat, has happened in the motorcade route. There's numerous people running up the hill alongside Elm Street, there by the Simmons Freeway. Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by just a moment, please. Something has happened in the motorcade route. Stand by, please. Parkland Hospital, there has been a shooting. Parkland Hospital has been advised to stand by for a severe gunshot wound.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, 3 shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting. More details just arrived. These details, about the same as previously, President Kennedy shot today just as his motorcade left downtown Dallas. Mrs. Kennedy jumped up and grabbed Mr. Kennedy. She called, "Oh no," the motorcade sped on. United Press says that the wounds for President Kennedy perhaps could be fatal.
Here is a flash from the Associated Press, Dateline Dallas. 2 priests who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation, but this is what we have on a flash basis from the Associated Press. 2 priests in Dallas who were with President Kennedy say he is dead of bullet wounds. There is no further confirmation. This is the only word we have indicating that the president may, in fact, have lost his life. It has just moved on the Associated Press wires from Dallas. The 2 priests were called to the hospital to administer the last rites of the Roman Catholic Church, and it is from them we get the word that the president has died, that the bullet wounds inflicted on him as he rode in a motorcade through downtown Dallas have been fatal.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
All right, we are back. I'm thinking as I'm listening to that, and again, it was a little bit before my time, and obviously there are a lot of folks out there who are listening right now who get, you know, transported right back 55 years, because that is one of those events like a 9/11. And for me, you know, 9/11 obviously was that moment for me, but that made me think, for whatever reason, well, the obvious reason, about Ronald Reagan. And at the age when Ronald Reagan got shot, I was a sports guy. I wasn't really into a lot of politics, but I happened, for whatever reason, to literally, if you've been watching TV, it was right after school, if I remember correctly, and I remember watching TV that day, and flipping it on, and all of this was happening in front of me, and I wasn't somebody who normally watched news. It's almost like divine intervention that had me watching that. So it made me think about that and the way the people must have felt. And the thing is, you know, Reagan was loved without question. JFK was adored without question. And to have somebody who, you know, is your leader to be taken out in front of the entire world, and to be have it be done in such a horrible manner, I tell you, it really, really, really has got to be one of those things that, you know, it just has that lasting effect on folks for the rest of their lives. So anyway, Chris, great job. I thank you for putting that up there. A couple things. By the way, if you want to call in and talk about that, you absolutely can. Like I said, it's hard for me because I wasn't around. I can't give you a play-by-play. I can't give you my feeling. Like I said, I can give you a feeling of 9/11. I certainly can give you a feeling of when Reagan was shot, but not being alive and not being around when JFK was assassinated. So I can give it to you from a different perspective. But if, you know, you want to talk about it, absolutely, feel free to call in to go over that, because I'd love to hear what you have to say about it. A couple of pieces of information. Like I said, I'm going to be bouncing all over the place because I have a stack filled with stuff that I want to get to some of it, at least most of it if I can. But a Washington man was sentenced on Thursday to less than 3 years in prison after high school student, and she was dying from a drug overdose, and then texting explicit photos of her to her friends. So Brian Valera, 20, of Washington, pleaded guilty to second-degree manslaughter, third-degree unlawful disposal of remains, and a part of a plea deal in February. I guess he is going to be getting out in 2 years. 2 years and 10 months, to be exact. Now, this is the reason why I bring this up is because Trump had gone round and round about the three strikes, and we've talked many different times about crime and punishment. Here's the thing. For me personally, and I'm sure a lot of folks feel exactly the same way I feel, if you commit a violent crime, that I put that over to the side. If you're a violent criminal with a history of being a violent criminal, you should be locked away, and whatever charges that come against you should be looked at in the light because you're a consistent violent criminal. Now, so we'll put you over here to the left. The other folks over here who commit, let's say, less egregious crimes, whether they be drug crimes, whether they be blue-collar crimes, white-collar crimes, stealing a candy bar from a convenience store. Now, in those cases, I'm a lot more forgiving, right? So, again, if you steal a candy bar and you get caught, and then maybe a couple years later or a couple months later you get caught with drugs and you get caught, and then a few weeks later you, let's say, steal somebody's bicycle and get caught, you're obviously going down the wrong path. And you need to be paid very, very close attention to, because you are teetering between the world of good and evil. But I have no problem giving somebody second, third, fourth chances, you know, especially if they have come from a difficult place, they don't have any money, you know, they're doing what they're doing just to try to survive and put food on the table, and what they do is never malicious, and nobody's ever harmed or injured, and they go out of their way to make sure that nobody's harmed and injured. And you have people that do that. You have people people that do that all the time. And yes, they should get in trouble. They should be disciplined. But I don't know if locking somebody away for a decade for stealing, you know, food is the right thing to do. Maybe getting that person into a situation where they can better themselves with a job and possibly some hope. That is something, you know, maybe that's the sort of kind of little slice of a liberal that I have on the criminal issue. Just a little one, because I think if you don't commit a violent crime, then I don't have a problem giving you a couple of chances. Now, I don't want to give you 29 chances or 40 chances. There is a limit to my, let's say, forgiveness. I don't want to see somebody who's got a drug, you know, a drug rap sheet as long as my arm. That's an issue. That's a problem. That's somebody who is going to turn his petty crime into something serious. Now, that's one thing. On the other side, let's go back. You rob an old lady and knock her over on the side of the road and take her pocketbook, you've committed a violent felony. And you should pay accordingly. And when I say pay, you should do a lot of time, not a little time, and you shouldn't get out early, right? So if you rob a bank with a gun, you stick a gun in somebody's neck, you knock somebody over the head with a bottle to steal something, you are involved in a drug transaction and you've got, let's say, an AR-15 pointed at somebody's back, those are all serious crimes. If you assault somebody, if you shoot somebody but don't kill them, those are all serious, serious crimes. And when you get sent away to prison, those are the crimes that you should not come back from, because the only reason why in assault, then you shoot somebody that you didn't kill him and you get assault instead of murders because you got bad aim. It's that simple. I'm Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. This is War Now.
Sensible investor needs to be convinced why they should buy gold and silver to protect their wealth. The benefits to your financial portfolio are painfully obvious. The challenge has always been, how do you actually do it? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I've teamed with the United States Gold Bureau to finally solve this problem. We've even created an exclusive precious metals coin set that includes 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. This will get you into the precious metals investment game fast, and then you can grow your portfolio at your own pace. This coin set is previously sold for more than $300, but is available right now for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. Mention Wayne Allyn Root when you call, and we'll even include a bonus silver American Eagle coin, fresh from the U.S. Mint at no additional charge. That's 6 pure 1-ounce silver coins for only $99. Call now, 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. About 8 minutes until the top of the hour. Coming up next hour, we'll sit down and chat with the provost over at Bryant University. He is also a constitutional scholar and was a member of the Coast Guard for many years. One of my good friends, Glenn Silmacy, you probably heard him on with me before when I filled in for Wayne. When I filled in for Wayne in the past, he just does a great job, and love having him on. So he'll be with us at the bottom of next hour. Hey, the suicide rate among Americans of working age increased 34% from 2000 to 2016, that according to the report released Thursday by the Center for Disease Control. It's because people are working insane amount of hours. I believe that. That and drugs. I think the psych drugs tend to twist your reality, and I also think pain meds that folks are on lend them to go down a very dark, dark path. So, again, the numbers, 34%. I did a show. I might have mentioned this when I filled in on Monday for Wayne, and it was Monday. I think it was Monday, but it was last week. It was Friday, but I think I may have mentioned that I did a show about veterans, and we had a number of veterans on, and the number of 21 vets per day that kill themselves is astonishing. And that is something we have to do something about. We cannot sit by and idly just sit here and let our veterans, men and women who fought for the freedom of this country, go and kill themselves. And we just can't have it. And we can't have 50,000 plus vets sleeping under bridges every night. It's just not acceptable. So among many other things that we have to do or should do, that is definitely one of them. All right, Michael Avenatti, you know him, of course. He is the porn star's lawyer, and this has been played to death, but let me just read you what we got as far as this morning goes. There's an article that came out a little while ago that said he won't face any federal charges, but that doesn't necessarily mean he won't face any charges. Avenatti's accused of attacking his girlfriend and dragging her around the apartment floor while calling her an ungrateful blanking blank. This according to the declaration submitted by Marilee Minnanudi, I guess. She claims she's been living with the Stormy Daniels attorney since January, and on November 13th, they got into a little argument over money. She claims Avenatti called her an ungrateful blanking and began forcibly hitting her in the face with pillows from the bed. She says Avenatti exclaimed, do not disrespect me, and then told her she could not sleep in this house that night. She says he grabbed me by the wrist and the right arm, attempted to pull out of bed, etc. Anyway, I guess he dragged her around the floor, then eventually dragged her outside, threw her out in a public hallway. She began ringing the bell of the neighbor's door in the hallway for help. Again, Avenatti then yelled at me, grabbed me by the arm again, and pulled me back into the apartment. He then blocked the door with his body, preventing me from leaving, took her cell phone, blah, blah, blah. Now, listen, it's got to be true. It's got to be true because we know Avenatti has gone on record saying that no matter what women say, they should be believed. So I, just by his words, he said that in the Kavanaugh case, right? Didn't he say that? And of course, in the Trump case with Stormy, they have to be believed. So I believe her. I have to, by his own words. I mean, Kavanaugh, in the Kavanaugh case, Avenatti, didn't he bring up some absolute whack job? And I was supposed to believe her incredible story? He told me. She's a woman. And women never lie. He said it to me on television over and over again every night on CNN. He said, make sure you listen because women, again, never ever lie. They always tell the truth. So, I guess I got to believe what it says. So, he beat up his girlfriend, apparently. I mean, allegedly. Because I'm just going by what he says. I'm just going by what he says. That's all I can do. And I'm sure you know the story by now. It's taken 181 years, but the House of Representatives is finally getting around that pesky rule that doesn't allow you to wear hijabs. I mean, come on. What kind of a country are we not to allow hijabs in Congress? What's wrong with us? So that pesky law that's been holding back the Muslims for so long, we got rid of that thing. Right? So now the Minnesota Democrat, who recently won, she can now wear her hijab without any ramifications, right? I mean, what's next? I mean, I guess I'm going to assume somewhere along the line there'll be a call to prayer in Congress. I would think that's probably going to be next because folks need to pray 5, 6, 7, 8, 11 times a day if you're Muslim. And you know, even if you're on the House floor, you've got to pay attention to that. So that's probably coming next. I would think. The Army says they've got a brand new war-ready pistol that will change modern combat. It's an M117, or M17, not a 117, M17. Earlier this year, soldiers with the Army's 101st Airborne Division were the first to receive this brand new gun. So, gun enthusiasts, I would assume that you might want to get out and take a look. I don't know if you can get this, though. You probably can't. It's standard. It's an Army, standard, no issue. So, I guess maybe you got to get into the room. That's a brand new gun, and it's supposed to make fighting close combat in caves and door to door. And they, in the article, mentioned Afghanistan and Iraq. It makes it a lot easier for our army folks to do what they need to do. So there you go. All right, listen. Top of the hour is coming up in just a couple minutes. A lot of things still to get to. Like I said, my guests will join me at about 8:35 or 5:35 if you're out on the West Coast. Once again, you're listening to the USA Radio Network, broadcasting from Vegas to Minneapolis to Dallas to Reno to Long Island and everywhere in between. My name is Lee Elsie. It's an honor to fill in for Wayne Allen Root, and it is War Now.
Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Products they offer.